The second lesson is the need for small victories to generate momentum, rather than going for big wins immediately, Peel's policy of gradualism. His plan did not fully remove sliding scale tariffs until 1849, giving time for landowners to adapt. Meanwhile, Britain's free trade moves helped usher in a wave of trade agreements across Europe and with America. The third lesson is the need for tangible benefits for the public. By 1850, people were paying around a quarter less for bread than if repeal had not occurred, according to Kevin O'Rourke of NYU Abu Dhabi. The real incomes of society's top 10% fell, while those of the bottom 90% grew slightly, notes Douglas Irwin of Dartmouth College. Much can be learned from Peel's approach. Today, free trade is promoted by state policy wonks and rapacious executives, nothing like the broad, energetic coalition of the past. Opponents of globalization use social media far more effectively than its supporters. Politicians vie for grand gestures rather than quiet incrementalism. And the benefits of free trade are largely hidden from consumers. Those who take to the ramparts to protest against globalization fail to notice why their smartphones are so cheap. Yet the most important lesson is about leadership. Peel had opposed repealing the Corn Laws, but faced with a crisis, he was willing to split his party and lose his job to do the right thing. The divided Conservatives rarely held power during the following 30 years. It was the whole community that mattered, Peel wrote in his memoirs, and whether cheapness and plenty are not better insured for the future by free trade than by protectionism. What leader would be willing to do that today?